Welcome to Digital Business, brought to you by UMIS Consultancy. My name's Stuart Blake, and today I'm joined by David Taplin. Hi, David.
Hi, Stuart.
How should you approach sales through social media?
Well, it's a slightly sensitive subject, this, making sales on social media. Seen as originally social channels were primarily to build relationships with other like-minded people. So you have to be careful with the hard sell approach, as really we've identified that it's not really a business-to-business relationship here or a business-to-consumer. It's a P2P, a person-to-person relationship. So before you even think about anything to do with sales and pushing your product out there, really you want to start building a base of followers or likes or subscribers and actually starting to engage with them properly to build that relationship.
So what can be done to improve your chances of selling via social media?
Well, there's a few things, I guess, that really can give you a good head start anyway in trying to approach engagement towards the sale. And that is throwing information out there that, you know, incentivizes people to act on it. So things like guides, downloads, infographics, ebooks, podcasts, useful information that people can actually pick up and engage with and use. But what you're trying to do really is appeal to them enough to be able to start drip feeding out the sales style information.
So using it as a distribution channel as much as a communication channel.
That's right, yeah. There are other things that come into play here that can help your chances of moving towards a sales orientated, and that's incentives and competitions, for example. So a lot of online channels now actually use certain incentives and exciting competitions to actually start to get people engaged and get them to feel like they actually trust you.
So there's a definite link between engagement and being able to sell to people.
That's right, yeah. Again, you should actually rush in to make a sale using social. This is why I guess primarily businesses get frustrated in the initial phase of this, is they have to build that bond, they have to start putting good information out there and giving people incentives as to why they should continue following them before they start approaching the sales side of things. But I think, just give it a little bit of time and have a little bit of patience, and what you'll find is, people will start to like you for the information you're putting out there, and they'll be more susceptible to actually hearing about what you've got to say with regards to your products or services.
So engage before you sell.
That's right.
Are there certain channels that lend themselves to selling better than others?
There are certain channels where we've seen many multi-millionaire made. YouTube's a great example. So there are plenty of millionaires that have been made through YouTube, and they become so big that other big companies actually use them to filter their information through to their base. So YouTube is a great place to start to earn money, and I'm sure we'll do another podcast all around YouTube. But there are other social media channels that are now monetizing themselves, and the likes of Facebook and Twitter are really using advertising now to add a monetization layer on top of what was originally primarily a social channel. LinkedIn is also becoming a lot easier to make money on.
You mentioned YouTube as a great sales channel. How do businesses make money through YouTube?
Well, there's a couple of different categories here. The first one, and the big earners really, are YouTubers that really put good information out there to a targeted base, and their subscribers have gone through the roof. So YouTube actually pays them money per subscriber or per view. So if they put a video up, for example, and they get 300 million views, then they'll actually get paid by YouTube.
So YouTube are buying the content off them, effectively.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they're using those high subscribers to actually endorse their channel, and they know that they're bringing the people to that channel. There are other ways and means to earn money on YouTube. Another one, for example, is someone that's got a lot of authority on YouTube and has got a lot of subscribers. And other big businesses see benefit in tapping into them to use those people on YouTube to spread their message. For example, there's very big YouTubers out there that have got loads of subscribers. They're obviously already being paid by YouTube, but they're also being endorsed by the likes of Mac, M&S, other big names that are actually giving them products to actually endorse and review. So they can actually earn a lot of money through that endorsement. The third and final method is really for the day-to-day business, and that is to set up a business page on YouTube and to actually promote yourself on YouTube with really good videos.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you for listening to Digital Business. For further information on this or any of our podcasts, please visit www.umisconsultancy.com.